The Book of Sirach, Chapter 31. Watching over wealth is a weariness to the flesh, and the worry of it disturbs sleep. The worry of getting sustenance disturbs slumber and drives away sleep more than severe sickness. The rich man labors in gathering wealth, and if he rests, it is to gather luxuries. The poor man toils to the lessening of his house, and if he rests, he becomes needy. He who runs after gold will not be guiltless, and he who loves gain will go astray by it. There are many who have been entangled through gold, and those who put their trust in pearls have been ensnared. It is a stumbling block for the foolish, and the simpleton is ensnared by it. Blessed is the man who is found perfect, who has not gone astray after mammon. Who is he that we may call him blessed? For he has done a wonderful thing among his people. Who has been tested by it and has remained unharmed? Let it be accounted to him for honor. Who might have fallen away and did not fall away and might have inflicted harm on his neighbor but would not? Therefore his prosperity will abide and the assembly will declare his praise. My son, if you sit at a great man's table, do not be greedy upon it. Do not say, there is plenty here. Remember that an evil eye is an evil thing. God has created nothing more evil than the evil eye, therefore it weeps because of all things. Honor your neighbor as yourself, and think over whatever may be distasteful to you. Do not stretch out your hand at that which he looks at, and do not reach your hand with his into the dish. Eat like a man what is set before you, and do not eat greedily lest you be despised. Cease first for the sake of manners, and do not gobble lest you cause disgust. And when you sit among many, do not stretch out your hand before your neighbor. Of a truth, a little suffices for a sensible man, then on his bed he does not groan. Pain and sleeplessness, distress and want of breath and griping are the lot of a foolish man. There is healthy sleep for moderate eating. He rises in the morning and his soul is with him. But if you are oppressed with eating dainties, arise and vomit, so will you have ease. Hearken, my son, and do not despise me, and in the end you will understand my words, and all your acts be moderate, and then no harm will touch you. He who is seemly sitting at meat will receive honor. The testimony of his good behavior stands secure. He who misbehaves sitting at meat will be talked of in the gate, and the testimony of his evil stands secure. Moreover, when at wine, exercise restraint, for wine has destroyed many. Like a furnace which tries the work of the blacksmith, so is wine in the quarreling of scorners. Like living water is wine to man if he drinks it in moderation. What life has a man who lacks new wine? It was created from the beginning for gladness. Joy of heart, gladness and delight is wine drunk at the right time and in sufficiency. Headache, derision, and shame is wine drunk in strife and anger. Much wine is a snare to the fool. It diminishes strength and increases wounds. At a banquet of wine, do not rebuke a friend and do not grieve him in his merriment. Do not speak to him a reproachful word and do not quarrel with him before others.